A few years ago, drummer Mike Reed assembled the quartet People, Places, and Things to spotlight music written in Chicago in a fertile period between 1954 and 1960. Reed's quartet has since expanded its mission. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a progress report.
Old by Roscoe Mitchell, first recorded in 1967, just before his band became the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Drummer Mike Reed put together his quartet, People, Places, and Things, to play music by their 1950s forebears. But it makes sense that after a few years together, they'd also play later pieces, tracking the evolution of Chicago jazz. One dividend of their repertory work is, it inspires Reed to write his own tunes in the same spirit, like The Lady Has a Bomb. Mike Reed's quartet, People, Places, and Things, with Tim Haldeman on tenor saxophone. That's from their fourth CD, Clean on the Corner. In the last few years, they played dozens of gigs in Chicago, on tour in the U.S. and in Europe. Drummer Reed and bassist Jason Repke have grown into a tight and flexible rhythm team. Saxophonist Haldeman and Greg Ward on alto know how and when to blend and diverge and get in or out of each other's way. Playing all those swinging hard bop tunes has sparked Mike Reed as a drummer. His broad beat and accents are very Chicago, a little more casual than New York pressure cooker swing. Chicagoans have long pursued a third coast middle way, a little cooler than back east and hotter than out west. In the 60s, New York free jazz was frenetic. Chicago's was quieter and more carefully paced. People, Places, and Things honor that legacy too. Mike Reed's December reverses the usual roles between the front line and rhythm section. Saxophones playing quiet support while bass and drums float on top. Most of the tunes on Clean on the Corner are new, but there's an oldie by the Chicago composer the band champions above all, overlooked bop saxophonist John Jenkins. His Sharon features a loose guest appearance by new star pianist and fellow Midwesterner Craig Tabor. As composer, Mike Reed has a knack for slow tunes that linger in the ear. On two of them, the quartet's joined by cornetist Josh Berman, who has that lag behind and then catch up Chicago timing. Reed based the composition House of Three Smiles on a recorded solo by his vibraphonist buddy Jason Adashevitz. It's a sign that these days, people, places, and things don't just preserve the Chicago tradition. They're helping extend it.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Clean on the Corner, the new album by Mike Reed and his quartet, People, Places, and Things.